You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. That topic is related to the subject of lying. As you know, lying is a major sin, and in fact, according to some hadiths, lying has been considered the most serious sin and the worst of sins. The Quran talks about lying in many places, and today the subject that we want to speak about regarding this topic is what are the consequences of lying? When we lie, what happens? What occurs? What are the religious, otherworldly, as well as worldly and ethical and spiritual effects of lying? In order to understand the answer to this question, we can take inspiration from the Quran as well as the Hadith, which have been passed down to us from the Infallibles, alayhim assalam. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Indeed, Allah does not guide someone who is a profligate. Indeed, Allah does not guide someone who is a profligate, a liar. So one of the consequences of lying is that lying leads to us, the liar, being deprived of the guidance of God Almighty. He becomes lost and misguided, and he digresses away from the straight path. This is one of the effects of lying. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, He caused hypocrisy to ensue in their hearts until the day they will encounter Him. Because of their going back on what they had promised Allah, and because of the lies they used to tell. Right? So one of the outcomes and consequences of lying is that it leads to hypocrisy in the heart. Hypocrisy takes root in the heart, and a person meets Allah on the day of resurrection, even while he is in a state of hypocrisy. One of the beautiful traditions which have been passed down to us from Imam Ali alayhi salam is this. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, a liar acquires three things with his lies. So there's three outcomes or consequences which have been mentioned here for lying. The first is the people's despising him. People begin to despise him and dislike him, obviously. Another is Allah's discontentment with him. Allah becomes angry with him. So Allah becomes angry and discontent with him. The people despise him. And finally, the angels' hatred towards him. Right? Angels dislike him. In brief, everything in this universe dislikes him. People dislike him. His creator dislikes him. And the angels dislike him. Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following regarding the outcomes and consequences of lying. Whoever is known to lie will be less trusted. And whoever refrains from lying will be trusted in what he says. Right? So the trust in a person, it diminishes when he begins to lie. And the more honest he is, the more trustworthy he is. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the outcomes and consequences of lying in the light of the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.